So, while understanding Shastra, I talked about three things. There is principle and there is preference, there is central and there is peripheral, and then there is prescriptive and descriptive. So, while there's fluidity in the tradition, there's adjustment according to time, place, circumstance. So, which of these criteria can be applied, or are there other criteria? I just give three frames of looking at things. There can be others also. Now, with respect to principle and preference, one simple thing is, did Srila Prabhupada himself adjust things at different places? If he himself adjusted, he did things in a particular way here, a different way there. Then we can understand that's a preference. So for example, while doing distribution, should devotees wear dhoti kurta or should they wear civil clothes? It's a preference. Prabhupada is okay for both. Now, if Prabhupada himself has adjusted some things, then it's a preference. We can clearly see that. And whether something is central or peripheral, then we can see whether that is what, if Prabhupada has said something, is that what he has said repeatedly? Or is that what has also been said by Sadhu and Shastra? Prabhupada said, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. That is the hermeneutic. So now Prabhupada made many statements on various issues. Prabhupada would, on the morning conversation, sometimes he would comment on political issues, sometimes on social issues, sometimes he would speak about certain leaders, certain other spiritual leaders or other political leaders. Now we will not find anything about that in Shastra. We will not find about that in Sadhu. So those are incidental comments. In fact, there is a letter of Srila Prabhupada where to one disciple, when disciple asks him that, no, at that time none of Prabhupada's lectures had been transcribed. And this devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, in order to understand your message better, I want to transcribe all your lectures. And surprisingly, Prabhupada says, that will be prayas. It's too much endeavor. It's not necessary. Prabhupada says, whatever I want to teach, I have given in my books. You study my books, you'll understand everything. And the point is not that Prabhupada did not want the lectures to be transcribed. The point is, Prabhupada's central message was given in his books. So in his lectures, and what to speak of in his conversations. So in his conversations, we may find many controversial things which may not be there in Sadhu or in Shastra. So if something is likely to be very con if something is becoming controversial or something is very sensitive, which is going to alienate a lot of people, and we see, okay, Prabhupada has said this, but is this said in Shastra? Is it said by Sadhus? If it is not, then we can say that, yes, Prabhupada said it, so there is value to it. But there may not be absolute value to it. Now we have example in Shastra that in Shastra itself that sometimes even what Krishna speaks is not considered authoritative. What is that example? In the Govardhan Leela, Krishna speaks Karma Mimamsa. So we have an example of the absolute truth speaking. And our Acharya says the absolute truth is not speaking the absolute truth. So, context is so important to understand anything. There is central and there is peripheral. So that brings this actually brings the third point also. There is prescriptive and there is descriptive. So, Bhakti Baldev Vidyabhushan in his Govinda Bhashya, he says that like in English there is an imperative tense. Imperative tense means go and do this. So, these are scriptural statements in the imperative are instructions. So, but Vidyavasan says that whenever there are scriptural statements which are in the imperative, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraj. This is an imperative statement. Whereas, Dehinosmin Yatha Dehe Kaumaram Yovanam Jara. This is an informative statement. Now, I can draw some instructions from this also. And okay, my body changes, I should not be disturbed. So, we can draw instruction from all statements, from many statements of scripture. But they themselves may not be directly instructive. So, for example, the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it's Vishwarupa Darshan. It's primarily descriptive. What is the instruction in that? There's one verse which Krishna says, Arjuna, therefore Arjuna, fight, tasmatta muttishta yasho labhasva. Therefore arise and fight. That is an instruction. That is an imperative. But otherwise, most of it is descriptive. So, instructive and prescriptive are the same things. So, broadly speaking, if we see in the scriptural context, something is said in the sense that you should do it, then that is prescriptive. But when it is not in that mood that you should do it, And also when you say you should do it, we also have to see in what context scripture is saying it. Is it that it is a universal instruction for everyone? For example, the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, for this problem you can worship this devata, for this problem you can worship this devata, for this problem you can worship this devata. You can say it's prescriptive. But in the Bhagavatam itself is giving us a higher prescription. You know, it is saying, worship Krishna. So even when there is something which is directly instructive, whether it is instructive for all times or not, that is something which has to be carefully considered. So that's why we need to understand Shastra through those who have lived the Shastra. Those who have lived the Shastra, those who are living the Shastra. Okay. So we can talk personally, don't mind.